702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, so let's catch up now with the rest of the planet. Good morning to you, Adam Gilchrist. Tell me about this, shall we call it an unnoticed Asian war with so much going on in the world?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I hadn't spotted this. I think most people perhaps aren't aware of it, but there is a war going on between Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan. So we're in the stands, we're just down from Kazakhstan, we're up from Afghanistan, and we're just over from China. And there, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, they've had this disputed Batken border region for some time. It's one of those classic regions where there are people who feel that they belong there, a bit like sort of Catalonia in Spain / France. And then that region spans the border and people have their allegiances on both sides. 46 people have been killed just in the recent clashes, although they technically agreed a ceasefire over the weekend. But also several hundred people have been injured. And the destruction now on both sides of the border, again, we're seeing schools, shops, a police station, people's homes getting burned down or vandalized or a combination of the two. So on they go. But the key source to this, and this is perhaps a worry maybe for all of us for the future, the key source of their dispute is water. Who has it? Who controls it? Water is at the bottom. I wonder how many future wars might be fought over water.
That's going to be an interesting one. Adam, talking of nations with border disputes, tensions in Asia, in a different way, but China mocking India.
Yeah, this did not feel comfortable because this is a social media post in most nations. Of course, it's probably some lone person or maybe it's an organization. In China, it comes down to the ruling Communist Party. That's where it sort of backtracks to. So the fact is this is on the Chinese site Weibo, and therefore it is linked to the ruling Communist Party. It is, a government-entitled social media site, and they just happen to put up two pictures. One, a picture of a rocket about to blast off, and one, a picture of people being cremated in India suffering from COVID. And the comparison made was, as the text put it, lighting a fire in China versus lighting a fire in India, the rocket or the cremation. It just felt very uncomfortable. And certainly there are people in India, I believe the government in Delhi has officially complained. And there are those who say this is just extremely insensitive. India is now on its 12th day of a record number of COVID infections and deaths. And they're pushing 4,000 deaths a day and 400,000 infections a day. And for this to come out of the country, without sounding too Donald Trump about it, where it all originated, is maybe just a bit rich. So there is certainly some diplomatic fallout.
Adam Gilchrist, we'll have to leave it there for this morning's World View.